The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither he nor his parents sinned. It is so that the works of God might be made visible through him. We have to do the works of the one who sent me while it is the day. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva and smeared the clay on his eyes and said to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent." So he went and washed and came back able to see. His neighbors and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, "Isn't this the one who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is." But others said, "No, he just looks like him." He said, "I am." So they said to him, "How are your eyes opened?" He replied, "The man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and told me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went there and washed and was able to see." And they said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I don't know."
In the darkness of my mind, the day he gave my sight to me, it was not sin that made me blind, it was no sinner made me see. I once was blind and now I see.
They brought the one who was once blind to the Pharisees. Now Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on a Sabbath. So then the Pharisees also asked him how he was able to see. He said to them, "He put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and now I can see." So some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a sinful man do such signs?" And there was a division among them. So they said to the blind man again, "What do you have to say about him, since he opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." Now the Jews did not believe that he had been blind and gained his sight until they summoned the parents of the one who had gained his sight. They asked them, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind, and how does he now see?" His parents answered and said, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind. We do not know how he sees now, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him, he is of age, he can speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone acknowledged him as the Christ, he would be expelled from the synagogue. For this reason, his parents said, "He is of age, question him." So a second time they called the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give God the praise, we know that this man is a sinner." He replied, "If he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know is that I was blind, and now I see." So they said to him, What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I told you already, and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too?" They ridiculed him and said, "You're that man's disciple. You are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but we do not know where this one is from."
Let others call my faith a lie, or try to stir up doubt in me. None can deny, I once was blind. I once was blind and now I see.
The man answered and said to them, "This is what is so amazing, that you do not know where he is from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if one is devout and does his will, he listens to him. It is unheard of that anyone ever opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he would not be able to do anything. They answered and said to him, "You were born totally in sin, and are you trying to teach us?" Then they threw him out. When Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, he found him and said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered and said, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him. The one speaking with you is he." He said, "I do believe, Lord," and he worshipped him. Jesus said, "I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see might see, and those who do see might become blind." Some of the Pharisees who were with him heard this and said to him, "Surely we are not also blind, are we?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin, but now you are saying, 'We see,' so your sins remains.
Ask me not how, but I know who has opened up new worlds to me. This Jesus does what none can do. I once was blind and now I see. I once was blind and now I see."
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. How are you guys doing? You look very nervous. That's it. That's the homily for tonight. Thank you, Patricia, for reading with me tonight, and it was great. Reflecting and praying about this particular gospel today, and we are in the middle of Lent, this particular gospel touched me in so many levels, and I also ask many questions. And I want to share you these questions. Why Jesus drawn to this blind man? I know it's a busy street. I don't think that's the only person who needs healing on that particular time. Why this man? What did Jesus see in this particular man that he healed him? And I ask this question because in our gospel story, the very beginning of our gospel, Jesus was only passing by. Something caught Jesus' attention to approach this man. And at the same time, he immediately do something. He spat on the ground, made a clay with a saliva, smeared the clay on his eyes, and ordered the man go and wash to the pool of Siloam. The Siloam means scent. It's an open area that people see what people do. And it's a teaching moment for Jesus. So Jesus taught the apostles or the disciples or other people what has been done, that this man has been healed. And the gospel readings, or the readings of today, the fourth Sunday of Lent, the theme is light. Lent is a time of enlightenment, to clear our senses, especially the eyes of faith, to the wonder and greatness of our God through our relationship with one another. Second, also, Lent is a time for us to look and examine ourselves inwardly to create space for God to work wonders, for us to be healed. Lent is also time for healing and forgiveness. What I learned in these readings and reflection, the encounter between the blind man and Jesus was a process. Healing is a process. And this should be our inspiration to seek Christ more in whatever challenges we have in our lives, in whatever healing we need and ask for. Our gospel reading tells us that Christ is always passing by in our daily lives. I have more questions for you. Do you see him? Or do we ignore Jesus? Or are we just like the Pharisees and the scribes, that we keep questioning God and never acts on it? Jesus was just passing by every day. And I thought about this, my favorite airlines in the world, Southwest Airlines. Every time I board and settled in my seat, especially the A seat, I usually play with my phone, look at my camera, whatever it is, and I will never make an eye contact for the next passenger passing by. Why? Because if I made so, this person will be sitting next to me, and I don't want anybody sitting next to me. It's so childish, but yet, I know you are guilty as well. I know this, I've seen this all the time. Eye contacts build relationship. Think about this. When you were first time dating with your spouse, what did you see to her? And you say, she is the one. What did you see with your husband? He is the one. If not, I'm sorry. Think about this also, The Beauty and the Beast. I know some of you watched already, and Belle said, come into the light. I want to see you. For those of you who are in the entertainment business, as directors, cameramen, you have a very specific eye to beauty. And you should be appreciated about that. And that is God's given talent for you to share for us. And thank you very much. When you saw your first child lying on your bed next to you, what did you see? It creates a relationship. And this is what happened to the blind man and Jesus. The story of the blind man can teach us that if we want to see Christ in our lives, we should be the blind man who also trusted Christ completely without hesitation. Just like in our story, the blind man is our story. Sometimes we will have questions and doubts about the presence of our God in our lives. Sometimes our faith will experience ups and downs, but we are invited by Christ to believe and to trust every day. Our faith is our relationships and friendships we have in our lives that cannot be remain the same every day, because every day is different in the eyes of God and the eyes of faith. If you are a husband and a wife, a brother or a sister, religious or a priest, parent or a child, student or a professional, we all hit rough patches, not to crash us, but to challenge us to see things differently and see life in a different perspective. Life challenges can strengthen our faith in God. The man has been blind since birth, but when he let Jesus touched his eyes, he was healed. His eyes of faith was opened. Question for you, did Jesus touch your life every single day? If not, why not? And look for him every single day. Jesus do not do things ordinarily. Yes, he performs miracles and cure peoples, and Jesus needs to gain trust. But for us today, what is it for us today that needs healing? What relationships in our lives that needs to be restored? As I mentioned earlier, healing of any kind involves process, sometimes methods or time. Speaking like a teacher here, our faith is the same. To grow needs process, methods, time, and people. As we pray, as we fast, as we give alms, there's learning involved. We learn about ourselves, and we look inwardly what we can do as humans and as Christians. We as people of faith should learn from our journey here on earth so that our works or the works of God might be visible in our daily lives, especially for those who are in need of healing. We can be instrument of healing for others. We can be instrument of forgiveness for others, and we can be channel of peace to others. We are people not for ourselves, but for others. What sins need to be forgiven, and I ask you again, what hopes need to be heard, what healing needs to be happened to you today. Whatever it is, ask God now. And for those of you who know someone needs healing, invite them to come and pray with us. They need our community. They need our support. Like in our first reading, God always looks into our hearts, not in our appearances. As Samuel trusted God, and so the blind man. We can trust our God that meets us where we are and not judging us, but loving us without hesitation, without end. God surely worked in our lives, and we trust that through our efforts to grow in faith, hope, and love, we see Christ in everyone we encounter, because we can be instrument of healing for others, because Saint Francis once said, "Lord, make me an instrument of peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy." And Southwest Airlines says, "Bags fly free." Good afternoon.